Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 1st of June. I'm re-recording the start of this because I forgot. Well, I didn't forget. I didn't see the message. I've just seen it now. June the 1st is a horrible date because 2 years ago, I was pretty much at this time in a bar in Madrid, sipping a little beer. My old mate had arrived on his coach, Suggsy, and Spurs, of course, went on to lose a cheating Champions League final to a penalty that never was a penalty against that Northern lot. And a lot of FTS members support that Northern lot. I don't even mention them now. But one such member is Andrew Marnell, and Andrew is 50 today. Sorry, Andrew, I've just seen your text. Happy birthday, mate. Andrew has been a long-term FTS member. Lovely, lovely guy. He looks about 70, so I can't fathom out how we are even close to being the same age. But he is a top, top, top FTS member. As I say, really nice guy. Does things properly. Very disciplined. Really like him. Came down and had a beer not long ago. All the way from Warrington. He's one of them up there, just round the corner from Wigan. But happy 50th birthday, Andrew. I hope you enjoy it. Have to listen to the pod again. Sorry, I missed your text earlier. Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 1st of June. The heat is on. The heat is on. Old Axel Foley, it's warming up, son. He'll love that. The weather getting a bit nice, isn't it? It's been a nice couple of days and looks like we're in for a decent week. It is today. National Go Barefoot Day. There you go. Who on earth invents these things? National Go Barefoot Day. But I did look it up, and what you can do is quite a good idea, actually. It says one of the foundings of it is to donate used shoes. Apparently, very difficult to get rid of, end up in landfill. So if you have got in your wardrobe today some usable shoes that you're not going to wear, Sam buys them, wears them once. I know I'm talking to people, particularly some women who do that. No, that's not being sexist. It's a fact. You buy boots, oh, they're nice. Wear them once, never come out again. It's an absolute fact. So get in your wardrobes, scurry around, get the old shoes out and donate them to a charity. It is also... Sorry, I had to go and answer the door then. Sam's out. It is also... I wish this was Thursday. I wish it was Thursday. Or will be revealed. But it is National Nail Polish Day as well. I mean, what on earth that is all about? I have no idea. There you go. National Barefoot Day. Donate your shoes. National Nail Polish Day. I haven't got a flipping Scooby what that's all about. Playoffs come and gone. I got Brentford horribly wrong. I thought that game would be closer. Penalty, then 10 men. So we've got Brentford in the Premier League for the first time in 70 odd years in top flight football. Be very interesting. And poor old Martin, I haven't spoken to him, but went 1-0 up first minute own goal, and then Blackpool came back and won 2-1. And Morecambe did come up, but it took extra time. So that is those all done now as things finish off, and we look forward to the Euros and England. About six, I see they're about level with France's favouritism now. Absolute madness, that is. It's absolute madness. They haven't even ever got to a final, let alone fucking won the thing. Amazing. Just year in, year out, bookies make fortunes from people over back in England. Get on. Get them laid. Absolutely. I'm telling you now, no chance. This is a tiger roll bullishness. Absolute no chance that England win that Euros. You just wait and see. And I did, of course, get Chelsea right. I don't know if I've spoken to you since then. I'm not sure I have. Have I spoken to you? As if you're sitting here with me. Chelsea done a job on them, didn't I? I said Tuchel's got Pep's measure. You know, I go back to last August, September. I think Chelsea have a fantastic squad of players. I think players like Havertz. I know Werner, it hasn't worked out. Maybe it will with another season. Not many players who have a bad season like that and then go on and do turn it round. but he may well do a bit more time under Tuchel. But Havertz is a fantastic player. Kante, for me, I think, is the best player in the Premier League. I just think he's absolutely awesome. What Sarri was doing playing him out of position, I've no idea. Just think he is a brilliant, brilliant footballer. They just didn't really turn up, did they? City, people can say whether Pep got it wrong. Is Pep a fraud? Somebody asked me, is Pep a fraud? He won the Champions League with the best ever, probably the best ever club side. I know there'll be people, obviously that's subjective, but that Xavi, Iniesta, Messi, all at their best, was a fantastic, fantastic team. And he hasn't won it since. 4 or 5 goes now, obviously at Bayern Munich, 4 or 5 goes with City. As I said, let him come to Spurs and have Aurier. If he can turn Aurier, Sanchez and Deere into players, then I'd say he's a top manager. No, obviously, I think the style of football they play is fantastic. He does get teams playing lovely football, but obviously spends gazillions to get there. Is Pep a fraud? I don't know. Honestly, I haven't got a conclusive answer. I know Pochettino is. And I see Spurs fans saying that it's the manager is nothing to do linked with season tickets. Season ticket renewals end on Thursday. If you believe that, you don't know Daniel Levy, I'm telling you. Of course it is to drive up the renewals and get people in. It's what he does. He's a master at it. He's done it for years. We've had numerous sort of, Kane staying, Berbatov staying, all these things that he said in summers to get season ticket renewals renewed, and then the opposite happens, and we'll end up with, you could see we end up with a NAF manager and Kane going. I do think I don't think that result on Saturday done us any favours. City will need a striker to replace Aguero, and I do think they'll come hunting for Kane. And I think we'll probably see a long, drawn-out load of bollocks. Genuinely can't see him going to United. Maybe I'd be surprised, but I do think City will come hunting for him. And it'll be interesting how long Levy strings it out or what stance they take to only end up with the same conclusion come transfer deadline day. Right, where are we going? What are we going? Right, racing databases are up to date on the website, both RAP and RTS. And the RTS macros made 26 points in May, which is good. We've had struggled with those in the summer for the last couple of years. Have made some tweaks, and hopefully we all see the benefit of that through this year. We tended to be really good through the winter months and then give it all back in the summer. Obviously needed to address that the last two summers that's happened. So I'm hoping that the tweaks and changes will prove better. I'm looking at the racing for the Telegram setup. I've got some bits to do on that. I'm not about much this week. I've got a funeral this week. A mate of mine's dad died. I was with them Sunday and I ended up talking about the music you'd play at a funeral. And it's not something I'd given any thought because I've got 50 years to go. But they asked sort of the question, what music would you have? Kind of became the topic, and it got round to me, and I genuinely hadn't given it any thought, and I like the Chariots of Fire music. I do like that. So I'd probably have the Chariots of Fire music at some stage. Being an athlete, you would, wouldn't you? I like the movie Chariots of Fire. It's one of my favourite movies. Good story. But I like that music. And one of the guys there, he said, you can't have that. Can't have that. I said, why not? He said, it's all a bit man, a bit dull and down. I said, but I quite like it. He went, it's not about what you fucking like. You won't be here. I thought, charming. Bloody charming. So basically, what you got to do is put on the music that the people in the room want. Forget you. I said, that's bloody nice, isn't it? So not, Ian would have liked this. No, let's play flipping Dancing Queen because that's what you lot want to be doing. Bloody hell. Right, I'm going to do a little bit on losses and a bit of mindset. Summer school, we will be kicking off on Monday. I've done a video intro. I'd need to add a few bits to it, but that'll be going out Monday. I'll be closing it off Friday, and then we'll be into that. So the first people who've signed up, the first contact you'll now get with that will be Monday, and then we'll go on through. Obviously, it's a quiet period, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. One of the things, obviously, this time we've sort of switched off, haven't we, with football? You know, no FDD games today, none tomorrow. Is and after such an intense period, filling that void. But I'll get to that in a minute. I've got then do a little recipe, little nice summer chicken salad. Now the weather's warmed up. Suggsy did the cock of Anne yesterday. Tex said it's absolutely beautiful. It's a good dish, cock of Anne. But obviously, as we move into the summer and people want to lose a bit of weight and become athletes like me, I'm going to do you a nice. This is really nice. I like this. Really quick. Only takes like 25 minutes, half hour to make. It's like a sticky sort of chicken salad, really. Just some sort of fried and marinated and fried sticky chicken, served up with a nice healthy salad. So you want a couple of lemons, some runny honey, some extra virgin olive oil, some mint, always good in a salad, mint, some skinless chicken breasts, and then just cut them into three pieces. Just cut each chicken breast up in three. Some broad beans, you can use frozen ones. Some ciabatta, some lamb's lettuce I like with this. You can use rocket and watercress, but I like lamb's lettuce. A tin of chickpeas, some cherry tomatoes, a cucumber, some parsley, and some whole grain mustard. So the first thing we're going to do is get the chicken ready. So in a large bowl, add the juice of 1.5 of the lemons, 1.5 tablespoons of olive oil, and the chopped mint. Did I say how much mint? You just want, like, I always buy those packets. You can buy in the supermarket some sort of pre-packed, not the pots, but just the pre-packed. They're just one of those, and chop it all up. And then season the chicken, salt and pepper, and then put that in that bowl with all that stuff and stir it round to coat it in the honey, in the oil and the mint, and put that to one side for 10-15 minutes. While that's waiting then, broad beans in boiling water, just boil them up for whatever the packet says, 4-5 minutes, they tend to start to float. Then drain them. Run them with cold water. You want to cool them down. And then this is the only real fiddly bit, is to take them out their skins. So once you've cooked them and they've cooled down, you literally can just pop them out their skins. It doesn't take long. Just pop them out their skins onto some kitchen towel. And then get your ciabatta, tear it up into small pieces, and put that under the grill for 5 minutes on a high grill, literally sort of making croutons until golden and crisp. Once that is done, so you've now got your broad beans, your croutons, your seasoned chicken. We're now going to cook the chicken. So literally, either on a barbie you can do it, or indoors use a griddle pan. Really high heat again, and cook the chicken on there 2 to 3 minutes, turning it until you pretty much want it charred and sticky. Or you actually want to get a bit of blackness on it, and cooked through. When that's cooked, just leave it to rest for a bit. While it's doing that, toss in your lettuce, your broad beans, your ciabatta, your drained tin of chickpeas, your chopped up your cherry tomatoes, bit of cucumber, parsley, any mint you've got. Lob all that into a bowl and toss it together. You can make a quick salad dressing with some more lemon juice, some olive oil, and the whole grain mustard. So a couple of tablespoons whole grain mustard, a couple of tablespoons of olive oil, and a tablespoon, more good squeeze, in the lemon juice. Mix all that round, pour that over the salad, stir it all round, serve that on plates, chicken on top, job done. It is a lovely, very tasty and very healthy dish, and you'll end up being a machine like me. Simple. I am an absolute machine. Right, let's get some shape here. Let's get some shape to this show. Right, yeah, so that is one of the things. you know, I've sort of talked about the period of reflection. I will be posting the football sheets up at the end of tomorrow, hopefully, which will be the 1x2 percentages, goals and goal times, first half and second half goal percentages. So all that will go on the website tomorrow. And we sort of get into this period now of wanting. So I've just got to have a put a bit on while I'm talking to you there. And all that will feed into sort of analysis and what we do. And as I just said, we're at a stage now where, you know, no games are coming up. And once you've had that intense period of betting, which we have all been through, there will be people that have got a void. You know, you're getting up in the morning, you know, may well be working from home and things are a bit quiet or whatever. And football betting or the preparation, the looking of files, looking at Excel sheets, downloading from FDD, whatever it may be, you know, other sites that you may use, stat sites, whatever it may be. All of a sudden, that void is there. And there will be a temptation in some to fill that void by doing things that they wouldn't usually do. And I've sort of talked about in the last few weeks about how you've got to look at how you work and what sort of machine you are and start to break that down. It is an absolute waste if you have worked hard all season, irrespective of your results, doing the same thing, getting into a routine, and then that is taken away and you just look to fill it for the sake of filling it. In effect, you're going to undo a load of work that you've done. You know, we've talked extensively on the podcast about this over the last 12, 18 months about getting into process and doing things. I've actually really enjoyed, and even Sam has said, I seem a lot more relaxed, you know, irrespective of what other things are going on in life, a lot more relaxed since the last Ultimate process. Because it was quite stressful, just the onslaught of it. You know, I'm not saying it's hard work. It's not like, you know, I'm doing manual labour or whatever, but just the stress and it on your mind all the time to actually think, lovely, I haven't got to do that. And I don't look to feel that void, oh, I've got to do something else now. I'm happy to sit on my hands and wait and do the bits that I can do in preparation for next season. You know, we are going to have the Euros and things. Not a massive betting heat for me. There might be the odd opportunity, but it is important that you don't just think, oh, the football's stopped now, I'm missing this, I'm missing that void, and you think, oh, I'll do horses when horses aren't part of your plan. It is really important to stick to the process, and hopefully through the summer school I'll be able to take people's focus off betting individually every day and actually into the development of sort of self-awareness and into a process that helps them develop as a better over the next few months. It is a good time, if you haven't, to sit and in particular graph out your last year's bets. You know, it's really in one of the biggest things now is that people I want to get people with is this coping with losses, this long term, and how things work. And people like Betty Blogger, when they've posted their results, and I've referred to them a few times, you actually do a graph of that and see how it works. Do a graph of the halftime CSLAs. It starts to give you a bit of faith when things go wrong forward. Actually, this has happened. I can see this has done this. I'm not saying you want to go through that, and I'm sure Betty Blogger doesn't want to go through what he went through again, as none of us do. But you start to see it, and the problem is that we worry more about losing money, and we put a lot more stress on that than we ever do when we're winning. You know, people will post winning screenshots and things, but once you've done it, you'll have that sort of initial yes, get in there, and then you're moving on. Whereas if you've had sustained losses over a period of time, they're way on you. They're like the old lead weight round your leg as you're going down in the lake, and you're trying to reach for the top. So if you graph things out now, it's it's going to help you actually visualise what's happening. And then if you're going to build and use those systems forward again, rather than just abandon everything, go, that didn't work, actually see how it works and see the runs, it will help you prepare. Because it is, you know, we do definitely put more weight into losses, gamblers do, than they do winnings. And it is that why always me, things I've talked about before, it always goes wrong when I get involved, sort of period. And then we need to look at, and this is a really big thing that I'm going to sort of cover again through the summer, is actually what do you want to do going forward? And by that I mean, I know there's lots of people who have a desire to make money betting on football, betting on horses, whatever it may be, but you've got to, and it is 100%, you know, in my mind, you've got to find what suits you. Is it trading? Is it betting fixed odds where you are going to have longer losing runs, irrespective of what you try and find and bet on? There will be some horror losing runs. Whatever you think, you know, can't happen, will happen. That's just, it's the way it is. You know, I keep saying it. People go, oh, even money, you should only expect 8 losers. Walk into a roulette table, practically even money, and you'll see 15, 20, 25 losers. It happens all the time. And no matter what you think, oh, I'm going to back over 2.5 goals, this has only ever had 4 losers in a trot, that doesn't mean it's only ever going to have 4 losers. There will be a period where it's 5, 6, 7, 8. And you've got to be set up for that. And this is that sort of time to really think about, right, I do want to do this. We've talked about lots of different ways over this podcast of processes and that, but really narrow down what sort of activity, betting activity, will suit you when the football starts in August. My view, which has always been, and again I'm repeating myself, is people try and do far too much. Feeling safety in numbers, well, if I do a load of stuff, it won't all lose. But quite often, 3 or 4 will win, 3 or 4 will lose, and you don't actually go anywhere. If I say to people, pick one, just pick one method and do that, they tend to panic and scared. Oh, but what if that? If I pick wrong, what if that method doesn't win? And this is the sort of stuff now through the summer that I'm going to try and help people with as we move forward. But it is so important, all the basics, graphing stuff out, recording results. I still get people say to them, and I say, send me your results. Oh, I haven't got them, I haven't got them. And half the time it's a feeble, pathetic excuse as to why they haven't got them, rather than just holding the hands up and saying, oh, well, no, I haven't done them. And I understand that when you're losing, it's hard. We're going to talk a lot about bankroll management in the summer school, a lot of not chasing losses and actually getting set up. And, you know, I think that, again, a lot of people at the start of this season or last season now, far too small a bankrolls for what you're expecting to do. That realism of what you've got to do. You know, people say don't risk more than 1%. You know, that's nonsense. It doesn't have to be that. You know, you can have a system 2%, 2.5%, but it's actually, again, have you got enough money in your bank for what you want to do? Is it then allocated properly, and is your staking sorted out that we can cope with pretty much whatever it throws at us? All this stuff builds words I've used before, resilience and things that we can just carry on. You know, if you've got too small a bank, 40 points, a lot of people come to me, I've got 30, 40 points, and 20 go, perfectly, always going to happen at some stage, you just put yourself under immense pressure, and mentally that effect, losing 10 or 15% of your bank is a lot different to losing 55% of your bank. Completely different. You're still in the game, you know, if you've got 40, 50% of your bank left, but mentally, it beats people up. And that tends to be the threshold. Once you lose half a bank, people tend to really panic and change what they do. So we're going to look at that sort of stuff. And, you know, it is, I know people don't like it and they think, but you do need a long-term view, a long-term plan of where you're going. So I'm going to try and take people through this process. But you can start yourself. Look back on what you've done. Try and identify mistakes you've made. Try and look, you know, again, look at the losing bets you had. How do you feel? How did you react to them? Did you change anything? all that side of it, you can sort of not just I'm going to bet this next season, but a whole sort of what I'd call a mental plan as well of how can I set myself up better to cope with the demands of this through what hopefully will be a fairly normal season. You know, I've had people say to me it won't be normal because of the Euros. Not every player's playing in the Euros. Teams will have proper transfer windows now. People are having a bit of a rest. You know, not every player is going to the Euros. Eric Dier certainly isn't. You know, so whilst there will be players like Harry Kane, for example, who've played a lot of football and will be going to the Euros, you know, they're not all going. It's going to be a lot more normal, hopefully, going forward. Life in general will be, despite this. They're calling them after Greek alphabet names now, aren't they? We were Alpha. I think the Kent variant was Alpha. I can't remember what the Indian variant is. I do agree with that, to be honest, because I think it takes away this stigma that has been horrific with people saying things like China virus and English variant, Indian variant, Kent variant. You know, people say, oh, you're one of them. So I do agree with that naming protocol, by the way. So you can start yourself now. Definitely, if you haven't done it, I mean, Ultimate Members, there's a video on making graphs in the members area. I'm happy to make that public if people want it, if they let me know. You definitely should be graphing stuff so that you can see it. Go back over what you've done and look at the losing periods and actually, how did you react to it? How did you feel? And start to think heavily, and I mean really heavily, about what sort of punter do you want to be come August? You know, we're going to move everyone away from this scattergun. I'm doing everything. We've talked about fear of missing out, binning it. Actually, how are you going to approach the new football season? Don't need to look at systems for the minute. What is it that you want to do? Do you want to be a football trader with low risk, sticking to stuff like the two up at half time, or trading the draw, or trading round correct scores, whatever it may be? I'm going to do a couple of correct score methods for next year, which are fairly low risk and you can manage it all the time. Or are you happy with a portfolio of fixed odds bets that you are happy to sit and put on and grind through? And I think General Belgrano has said he's going to move away from fixed odds betting to trading, and what can we automate so that, you know, does definitely take the emotion away out of it. If you sort of split your brain in two parts, there's a constant battle going on. You've got, let's say, the top half of the brain is logic and the bottom half of the brain is emotion. I tend to think I use the top half more, where most people use the bottom half more, and react to emotion, and that battle goes on constantly. Don't think I don't have dark days, because we all do. You know, I have dark days about everything. You know, I'm one of them. I don't sleep well, you know, not just punting wise, but, you know, other people losing, family matters, worry constantly about, you know, my kids, like anybody. So, you know, you're always battling that logic, you know, what's likely to happen and what actually will happen, with the emotion of letting the thoughts run away and absolutely ruin what you're doing. So, you know, that's kind of the battle that we're looking to win, irrespective of what we do. And I'm hoping that through the summer school, you know, the podcast stuff forward, we'll be able to get you there. Oh, certainly not for the lack of trying. The heat is on. You love it, don't you? The singing is back, team. We've got a bit of time now. The heat is on. I'm definitely going to turn it in. I'm going to start becoming a rock pop sensation. Good. Watched a good thing with Sam, actually. What did I quite like Pink. I think Pink is a good artist. And there's a documentary on Amazon about her. Pink, All I Know, or something like that. It's called. There's two on there. One is more a sort of talk about how she got started, but there's a more recent one culminating in a tour at Wembley, which I quite enjoyed. That I might do. Might throw out some Pink songs for you. Who knows? I think I've got the voice. Right, that's it from me. I will be about. Tomorrow, there'll be a short pod tomorrow. There will be a pod then Friday, and there will be a pod Saturday. I will try and look at some of the Euro stuff before, so that we can do some. I think it starts back in next week. Genuinely haven't looked still, but I will try and have a look through some of the Euros markets, other than laying England which, because they will not be winning it, I'm telling you now, then I will hopefully have some pre-tournament bets for the Euros that we can look at. And then, as I say, I will probably do through the tournament podcast only, rather than producing a PDF and publishing it. That's all a bit time extensive. So I will probably just, like I did the EPL previews, I will probably just do a daily Euros podcast in the morning, covering the matches being played that day and anything I see as value. Have a lovely Wednesday, nearly did it again, KK. A lovely Tuesday, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.